The meeting began, as many had in the past, with neighborhood leaders frustrated over the prospect of ending with a plan of recommendations rather than a legally binding agreement. But the meeting took a highly contentious turn when Councilman Michael Julian Bond, the chair of the committee, mentioned the plan that they had been working on for months was already making its way through city council for approval.
We can no longer amend this document because it is before the city council now.
Neighborhood leaders were stunned. Yvonne Jones is a committee member representing Vine City and English Avenue.
How could a document move from this committee without the committee having any knowledge of the fact that it was moving?
About 50 onlookers, mostly West Atlanta residents, erupted in anger, directing chants of shame at Bond and other committee members representing the city.
There was no communication to let the committee members know that it was moving in that direction.
Over shouts from the crowd, Mayor Kasim Reed's representative on the committee, Katrina Taylor Parks, explained the legislation submitted to council was a mere placeholder in case the committee finalized the benefits plan in the next week. That way, she said, the city council could vote on it December 2nd, its last meeting before holiday break.
This was all about process. That is it.
She batted back claims it was an end run around the committee. She said submitting the placeholder legislation to council was discussed at last week's committee meeting. Neighborhood leaders, still distrustful over broken promises related to the Georgia Dome, said they had no clue. Committee member Howard Beckham represents the Vine City and English Avenue Ministerial Alliance.
You wonder why we want an agreement? Because we don't trust you. And you proved yourself untrustworthy tonight.
Council President Caesar Mitchell said neighborhood leaders were getting, quote, bamboozled.
What I have just heard is the most twisted thing I've ever heard in my 12 years of being on this council.
Ultimately, neighborhood leaders on the committee spearheaded a motion to hold off finalizing the community benefits plan, which they argue is still far too vague to be approved. Bond called another meeting for Monday at 5:30 p.m. in hopes of finalizing the plan. Mayor Reed said he'd attend to help work out a deal. A Reed spokesman says he wants the process complete by year's end. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.